And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Andy Smith, Investing Sense, arrives on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock here on Double Dale. Andy's our go-to guy for kind of retirement planning and taking care of your portfolios. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining us on short notice this morning. We were talking an hour or so ago with Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal and Heritage Foundation, saying the market will absolutely explode if the president's able to get a deal done with North Korea and China. When you're investing long-term in your business, do you even bother with the daily news, or is it just too erratic?
Well, I think it's appropriate to stay informed and stay involved with what's happening. The problem that I see is that people wake up, and it's like the first thing that they do is look on social media. They get on Twitter. They try to figure out what the news is, and then they think that whatever they see is an actionable trade. And from what I've seen is that, you know, the people who are emotionally buying and selling, the people who think that they got their finger on the pulse of whatever's happening, and they buy something or they sell something, they just blow themselves up. And then all of a sudden they have a lot less money down the road because they're trying to trade off of these news headlines. News headlines, I mean, what, we get 30 seconds sometimes out of them, 30 minutes if we're lucky. You have to plan for 30 years. But if you have this kind of short-term attention span and think that you always got to be doing something, yes, trade is important. Yes, Syria is important. Yes, everything that is out there you have to be aware of, but it doesn't mean that you need to be doing anything in your IRA because of it.
What about the guy that's planning the family that's planning for their retirement, and they're maxing out their 401 or 401 or their Roth contributions each and every year? How much of that should be safe? Can you in this day and age take a chance at a risk at all, and what percentage should that be?
Well, I think that, everybody's living longer. And so if you are investing like you're going to die the day after retirement and you're not going to see 66, well, guess what? I mean, the average retirement lasts 18 years. Most people can only afford two of those 18 years. And so when you're too conservative, you got to go back to work. You have to live on a lot less when the time comes that you can retire. But you talk about people planning these vacations or buying cars or doing anything else. What I see is that people spend more time planning a vacation or planning to buy a new car or, you know, doing something around the house than they do on their retirement. Their retirement's going to last decades, and you're planning for something that's going to be 5 or 6 days. You're blowing it out of the water, which is great, but you're leaving a lot of money on the table because you're not doing some things right now that you got to be aware of.
Investing isn't as sexy on Facebook and Twitter. But that vacation, that goes a long way to show your friends what you've been up to.
Well, you know, it's like this whole idea of conspicuous consumption. You know, let me show you what kind of car I drive. Let me show you what I wear. Let me show you, you know, whatever. That's great, but it's not going to necessarily mean
great.
A happy retirement.
It's narcissistic and it's stupid long term. How often should we do a portfolio review?
A couple times a year. We gave LS listeners a couple of chances over the weekend to get one. But what you should be doing right now is looking at your money. And if you're close to retirement or, you know, basically at retirement, you need to be figuring out what to do with Social Security. Because if you make the wrong decision with Social Security, you're leaving tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. So you talk about conspicuous consumption, you're basically walking away from tons of money.
So that depends on when I want to start drawing down, correct?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
How do I make my decision, just briefly? What would be a determinative factor? Health or what kind of other income I have on a monthly basis from other investments?
You are very astute. Yes, health, income, debt, what your investments are doing. I mean, this is what we talked about over the weekend. We gave people a chance to get a free portfolio review, a free Social Security analysis. You guys can do the same thing. Just get out to investingsense.com. You'll see a big orange button that says radio show offer. Click that. But we'll help you decide when is it best for Social Security, what do you need to be doing with your money so that you can have this type of retirement that you want 5, 10, 15 years down the road. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be pretty.
John and I will sit here sometimes after a tremendously bad day in the market, and you wonder about those guys that said, okay, yesterday, that's the day I'm going to take my money out of the 401. Now, do you see where people just say, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to hold off a week?
To some extent, I think what I'm seeing now is that 2017 was just a heck of a year. I mean, the Dow was up like 25%. People are looking at their 401ks and IRAs. They're looking at the dollar amount, and something is getting in them. There's some trigger that says, you know what, I can retire. Now the question is, what do you do to try to protect and preserve what you have? What do you do to get as much income on a regular basis from the feds as you can? The problem is people aren't reaching out and getting help. They're trying to do it on their own. They're listening to some know-it-all, you know, at work to say this is what they got to be doing. But you do that, you're going to last a couple of years in retirement, and then all of a sudden your life's going to change and you're not going to have many options.
Andy, Ray and I both have kids. I have a 19-year-old, so does Ray, and he has a couple of an older daughter and a younger daughter. But Social Security, long-term viability.
You know, I don't think it's as good or as bad as anybody wants you to believe. You know, I think that when you look at the actual numbers, the income off of the portfolio alone is going to push things out, you know, 10, 15 years. But, I mean, think about how much our lives have changed versus 10 or 15 years ago. Everything is always evolving. Everything's adapting. To think that everything is going to stay the same, that we're going to be living the same lives and having the same forms of income or the same economy or market down the road is ridiculous. Now, that doesn't mean bury your head in the sand. It means if you are close to retirement, you got to figure out what you got to be doing so that you can get the most from the system right now. Will things change down the road? Maybe. But, I mean, look back at the 80s. One night you went to bed and Social Security wasn't taxed. You woke up the next day and Social Security was taxed. It doesn't mean that it was the end of the world. It just means that you had to make some changes, but people don't like change.
Wait till the politicians come for the 401ks. That'll be pitchforks and torches, I guarantee you.
Well, look what, you know, remember Obama's speech and he wanted to do that with 529 plans and there were, good Lord,
that
you
was
thought
it.
The fifth horseman of the apocalypse was coming down the road and everybody was kind of running for the hills. But reach out, get some help. InvestingSense.com, click that big orange button and we can get you on your way.
Andy, thanks for your time on short notice. I do enjoy the show on the weekends here. It's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and we'll have you back when we have some more questions, all right?
9 to 10.
Keep listening. Thanks, guys.
Did I say 9 to 10?
Yeah, show's 9 to 10.
Okay, 9 to 10 it is, Andy. Sorry about that.
No, not a problem. You guys be good.
Take care. There goes Andy Smith, InvestingSense. InvestingSense.com is the website. So let me just double check that.
Really, if you're looking at what to do with your money, your mortgage, your houses from that span of 9 to noon here on WLS, you can learn.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune into them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.